proud to be here as a Global Alliance for Clean Cookstoves, supporting the launch of the Nigerian Alliance for Clean Cookstoves. I think there's something that's very important that that the media need to understand, that we are not producing these stoves ourselves. So we are a group that is facilitating an environment and a market for clean cookstoves. So there are a variety of different stove manufacturers and producers using a variety of different fuels. So you might have biomass, you might have ethanol, you might have LPG, you might have other forms of fuels, and there are a variety of different producers. So even here today, we have about a half a dozen manufacturers of stoves for biomass as a fuel. So there is not one stove that is one solution. There are many solutions to be able to address this issue at this point.
What's the plan you have to make the stove more affordable?
That's a very good question. So in terms of affordability, there are a few areas that the Nigerian Alliance is working on along with the Global Alliance. One is to ensure that we have consumer-level financing. So whether it's microfinance institutions or we have credit scheme where people might try out the stove and pay over a period of 6 months or 12 months for their stove. Those are ways in which we're looking to make it more affordable to the end user. There's also carbon finance. So producers are selling their stoves at a subsidized rate with the hope that they can acquire carbon credits in the future that will help contribute to the cost and the selling price of the stove as well. So that's another way where they can make it more affordable today. The third way is obviously we want to be able to produce stoves at scale. And when we produce them at scale, the cost of each of these stoves will go down. And so that will benefit the end consumer as well. The plan in Nigeria is both urban as well as rural. The need is great. And so your questions about how to get it available in rural areas, they're going to be working through a lot of civil society organizations, so NGOs, community-based organizations that already are operating in many of these rural villages. They're going to be working with women's cooperatives, with village savings and loans associations. People who already have networks that reach these villages, they're going to be working with them. So we don't necessarily need to create a distribution channel just for cookstoves. Today in Nigeria, there are already channels that distribute solar lights and other products, and so the Nigerian Alliance is interested in tapping into those networks to be able to get clean cookstoves out to the poor around the country as well.
Do you look at this being a long-term thing that in 20 years to come, you said you were happy to come to Nigeria to launch it?
Oh, of course. You know, being a global alliance, there are many countries in the world that need clean cooking solutions. We are trying to prioritize about 10 countries or so that we work with, and Nigeria is certainly one of those countries. So we are very committed to supporting the Nigerian Alliance. As I said earlier, this is not a situation where we don't know what the solution is. The solution is very much here. The Nigerian Alliance has brought together a tremendous number of stakeholders, the government, the private sector, NGOs, etc., to address this issue, and we're very proud to be a partner of theirs to help meet their goal of 10 million clean cookstoves by the year 2020.